I'm late for a very important date. I'm guessing that you know who this is, right? It's the White Rabbit, of course, from Walt Disney's version of Alice in Wonderland. Clearly, Lewis Carroll wrote some pretty fantastic stuff in Alice's Adventure in Wonderland and its sequel, Through the Looking Glass, which is why most of us have read the books or seen the movies and the animations. Well, now you can see the play, called Looking Glass Alice, running at Denver Center Theater Company's Stage Theater. It's an amazing compilation of many of Carroll's wonderful adventures, full of special effects, wizard-like stagecraft, and fun performances. I'll bet, if you've seen Disney's animated version of this story, that you're wondering how in the world the physical transformations to Alice in her world could possibly be performed on live stage. Ha! But they are. Think of the gravity-defying acts you've seen from Cirque du Soleil, or maybe you saw the clowning in the phenomenal Slava's Snow Show that played here about a decade ago. To all of that, add Lewis Carroll's exceptional storyline, throw in some marvelous costumes, some moody lighting, some uncanny sound effects, and there you have it, an Alice for the ages. Imagine, if you will, Alice falling down the rabbit hole in midair above the stage, or a Red Queen 20 feet tall, or the Mad Hatter and the March Hare pulling out a Very Merry on Birthday setting for dozens, along with the Sleepy Dormouse, from a small picnic basket. And then there's Humpty Dumpty taking a great fall from the rafters. How do they do that? Every aspect of this production, brought here from Chicago, is epic, from the outlandish costumes and moody lighting to the gymnastics, acrobatic aerials, and other phantasmagoria. Adults and children alike are in for a treat. The Denver Center Theater Company's presentation of Looking Glass Alice runs through October 11th. For tickets, 303-893-4100 or denvercenter.org. For more information on these and other productions, check out my website at coloradodrama.com. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.